This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Step to the Sand. We're right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. And you knew I was going down that road, right? That's what I always do. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is in the hospital. We wish her, don't do that, right? You get mad when they do it to President Trump, don't do it. You know, we wish her well. She's got friends and family, so let's not do that. But it's just interesting, you know. They're sorting oral arguments tomorrow, and she's going to be in the hospital. Now, if it was any other president in office, President Clinton, how many of you really think that she'd still be in that seat? That she wouldn't have, you know, retired by now, if you would. So. She's got an infection, so now she's in the hospital. So, again, let's just wish her well and move on. What do you think? All right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution for that matter. You know, some of these states that are reopening up for restaurants and other things, I have no problem with this as a whole. You still have to be smart about it, though. Don't you agree? All right, let's just be smart about it. Let's make sure that we have guidelines in place. You know, somebody coming in hacking up, coughing up, with green stuff flying all over the place. He may not be a perfect candidate to come in and sit and eat in your restaurant. You know? Anyway, again, I mean, a lot of crazy stuff going on. Justice Department has sided with a Virginia church that was suing Governor Ralph Northam. I mean, this guy is, like, out of control. Don't you agree? Totally out of control. After police threatened a pastor with jail time or $2,500 fine for violating lockdown restrictions, he held a service on Palm Sunday, marking the latest incident where federal lawyers or local courts have challenged a state's stay-at-home mandate. I mean, Barr's not letting them get away with it. And these numbers where you're hearing some of these cities, some of these states, all of a sudden, because they're opening up in one day, 2 days, one weekend, all of a sudden, the deaths are skyrocketing to 3,000 a day. Give me a break. I don't believe any of it. It's getting to the point where I don't believe any of it. Right, even the CDC last weekend and some other groups were putting out notices saying, well, wait a minute, we don't really know this, we don't know that. They're marking everything as a COVID death or COVID-related death, but we don't know that to be true. Barr made it clear, though, last month that federal prosecutors should be on the lookout for overly restrictive state and local shutdown orders. Right, anything that tramples on a constitutional right. Now, here's the funny thing about it, and I'm going to ask Brad Dacus when he comes on tonight. I'm going to ask him point blank, you know, the Constitution is the final authority. It is the law, right? You can't simply change that in court. Like the judge There was a judge today in San Francisco, a state Supreme Court judge. And they ruled that Governor Newsom, is him giving money, I'm going to get this right, him giving money to illegals is in itself illegal. The judge says it is against federal and state law. But he's going to allow it because of the unprecedented circumstances. He just proved a point that conservatives have been screaming about for years. Judges uphold the law. They don't make the law. They don't make reasons why the law shouldn't be enforced. They simply uphold the law. He didn't. This judge decided it was up to him to decide what was right and wrong. Doesn't need to do it that way. Anyhow, Attorney Barr, General Barr, said that federal prosecutors, not just on the lookout, he wants them looking out for these. If a state or local ordinance crosses the line from an appropriate exercise of authority, what does that mean? Exercise of authority. Trying to stop the spread of COVID-19. You can't infringe, or you can't overbearingly infringe on the Constitution. They're not going to allow it. And, you know, I want to say it's about time, but I don't think it works that way. I think what's happened at this point is the Department of Justice said, okay, look, give them a couple of weeks to work it through and figure it out, and then we'll fix it. The problem is that they're getting worse instead of better. I hope he goes into, I don't know if he will, I hope he goes into Chicago. And I hope when he goes into Chicago, that mayor has to be taken out in handcuffs. And I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. She is one dangerous person. If you heard her speech the other day, and I meant to find that, pull it up for you guys. But if you heard her speech the other day, she is scary as all get out. Right? You know, basically what she said is she made an edict. She decided what was best for all of us. And you better do what she said to do, or else you going to jail. It was really that simple. That should scare you. That's dictatorial. That's not a mayor or governor. That's flat out dictatorial. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being, look at that, being part of the solution, not part of the problem. That's it, though. I don't want you part of the problem. You need to get involved. You need to get engaged. You need to make sure that you're in there. You know, and not, you don't have to be as hard-nosed as I am about stuff. My God, but have enough guts to stick up for yourself. Have enough guts to stick up for your rights. You see the stories we've been doing over and over and over and over and over again. Anyway, let me bring him on because I always enjoy when he's on with me. Brad Dinkins joins me from Pacific Justice Institute. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Brad, thanks for joining me tonight.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, hey, I want to get right to it because a lot of crazy stuff happening out there. I don't know if you I'm sure you have been watching the news over the last few days and seeing how American citizens are being treated because, you know, they're 5 feet, 6 inches away from somebody else or they don't have a mask on. Or I mean, these people are being thrown to the ground and you know, being arrested. And we wouldn't put up with that under any other circumstance, would we?
No, we certainly wouldn't. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are very alarmed and angry when we see these kinds of outrageous abuses of authority, not just on the micro level, which is what you're talking about, but also on the macro level. We're talking about governors who implicitly are behind some of this unjustified treatment of individuals going out there safely and caringly their normal lives and trying to survive and have as much normalcy reasonably possible.
Yeah, and I know everybody's trying to live their lives. You see people still at the beaches and walking, and they've got their masks on and all that other fun stuff. And I'm just, there's a lot of stuff I'm not buying into, but we'll leave that for another story for another day. But again, you know, you don't see criminals. I'm talking about criminals. I've got a story on my website right now about 9 rapists that were let loose, right, because they were afraid of coronavirus, and which I don't understand. How does the coronavirus break out in a jail cell if these guys aren't leaving and coming back in? But that's just, you know, I just don't get any of that at all. But and then you can put people in there that aren't wearing masks. It's so over the top, you know?
Yeah, it is. In fact, we right now are representing and defending a pastor who's been criminally prosecuted, faced up to 6 months behind bars to take the place, I guess, maybe one of those who were let out. He's not a crazy guy. He and his small church, they had a church service with distancing, everyone wearing masks, all, you know, safe procedures during Easter Sunday, and you know, they're going after it. And I think it's very unreasonable, especially as we're moving forward and the risk has gone down considerably. The state's argument for a compelling state interest has gone down considerably. And the interests of individuals and religious institutions for a healthy and safe and legal right to meet without being arrested and thrown into jail for gathering safely, I think, should be on everyone's mind right now. We at Pacific Justice are dealing with many, many requests for help across the country involving this issue.
Well, we saw that that wonderful governor over there in Virginia, he got slapped around today by the Justice Department and a judge. What's his name? Ralph Northam. That's it. The police threatened a pastor with jail time or a $2,500 fine for violating lockdown restrictions because he held service on Palm Sunday. Right? But Bill Barr got all over it and he's not having this. You know what I'm saying? He finally got on top of this stuff and he's told his local, the other attorney generals to go out, the district attorneys, to go out and start looking for the stuff and start pushing back. It's about time, is it?
Yeah. Oh, it is. It is. And I think by the end of May, I predict we're going to have a major turnaround. And those governors who are not really being responsive to real facts, real data, real risk, and real infringement upon fundamental rights, those governors are going to pay the price, and Attorney General Barr, I predict, will be playing a significant role in having in enabling them to pay that price as we move forward. And hopefully the governors will change some of their positions, like Governor Gavin Newsom's position, saying that churches and synagogues can open when the football stadium does. Massive entertainment as consequential, optional, entertainment. I think he's really out of touch, and I hope some smart political advisors as well as some statisticians will look at the facts and information and some of the case law and realize that is a very major losing proposition for the governor.
Well, you understand that that exactly shows you where they see religion in the lineup. They do not believe it to be, you know, true for us or real for us. It's just a hooky thing in the sky that we kind of, you know, it's fantasy land for them. So it's not important for them to make sure we have those rights to be able to worship, is it?
Yeah, right. They ignore the case law of our courts going all the way back to our founding fathers, recognizing not just the value, but the critical role that faith plays in our conscience and our function as a nation, even in our economy, for that matter. And they're so out of touch with that that they equate it to entertainment, optional, you know, entertainment that everyone can just do without for not just weeks but for months. Is a very major sign as to where they're at, and it's sort of almost reminds me of the king and queen of France when they say let them eat cake. I mean that's how out of touch Marie Antoinette. That's how out of touch I think this some of these governors are when it comes to really understanding the real needs of the people and the implications of their policies. These people that they're supposed to be representing and protecting.
So listen, when we come back from the break, I am thoroughly perplexed, and I talked about this at the top of the hour, that they, you know who Tom Fitton is from Judicial Watch, apparently they went after Governor Newsom again for wanting to give money to illegals, which is against the state and the federal constitution, against the law, period, both state and federal, and the judge did something really whacked. That I just don't understand. I don't get it. Falls right in line with what they've been doing for years, but I just don't get it. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Brad Dacus with Pacific Justice Institute. You can head over there during the break, but come on back quickly. PJI.org, PJI.org. Don't go far. We'll be right back. An American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is cheering on workers at an Arizona facility for making N95 masks to protect folks from the coronavirus. President Trump says the workers at the plant are making America proud.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industrial, and think of this, what you've done.
Senate Democrats are trying to force a vote on legislation that would require more SBA oversight. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program is not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking loans and even not keeping their employees on.
The senator provided no specifics to back up his claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back. You know, when he starts singing, I never know what I should speak. I think it's like sacrilegious, you know what I'm saying? Let him finish the song. Joe Busini, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. I enjoy him so much. So do you guys. I'm Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, Brad, tell people what you guys do and how great you are.
Thank you. Yeah, we have Pacific Justice Institute. I handle dozens of cases. We have 47 cases in active litigation. We do all our work without charge, defending religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life. And we are so busy right now going to bat and defending the rights of churches and synagogues to be able to reopen be able to know their rights to reopen in a safe and legal way, in a constitutionally protected way. And we've been very, very busy with just the last couple weeks, giving lots of counsel in that regard, as well as many other kind of cases that we're dealing with in this time when we are often, it's often very easy to forget civil liberties when you've been given lots of fear and concerns, but we're trying to keep things balanced and people's rights still protected.
Yeah, I look at this over and over and over again, and I'm thinking, how did we let it get so far? How did we let it get here, right? Governor Newsom got slapped. I was telling that story just before the break, and how Judicial Watch brought suit against him for giving all that money or wanting to give all that money to illegals. And the judge said point blank, I know this is against federal law. I know it's against state law. But I'm going to allow it because of the unprecedented circumstances we're under. And feel free to tell me I'm wrong, but I'm sitting here going, look, the judge doesn't have a right to overrule the law, right? I mean,
correct.
Last I checked. So
no, that is correct. And I mean, the governor, you know, may be arguing under the Emergency Services Act, gives him broad discretion to, you know, take all kinds of actions. But that doesn't give him a blank check to be a dictator and ignore law and limitations of law, state and federal law. in particular. He cannot trump federal law simply with a wave of authority granted through the liberal legislature of the state of California. So that's concerning, and I would not be surprised if we didn't see an immediate appeal of that decision. You know, not that we're saying let's not care about illegal aliens and but the issue is one of respecting the law, and if the legislature wants to do something along those lines, and in let it be in accordance with the federal statutes dealing with federal dollars, then that's one thing. Or a state statute dealing exclusively with state dollars, they can do that. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking a clear abuse of ignoring of the state and federal laws.
But that's becoming more and more common, though. I mean, it's becoming more and more common for these people just to totally act like dictators. I mean, look at the mayor in Chicago. I would love to see them walk up in the middle of one of her press conferences and have them put handcuffs on her and drag her off. The only thing she was missing the other day was a Hitler mustache. I don't know if you saw it. I mean, she's sitting there basically saying, this is what I've said, this is what you need to do, and if you don't do it, we'll come in and we'll arrest you.
Yeah, now that was, I saw that. That was very disturbing.
But why aren't we? Why aren't conservative? And again, it's not pointing the finger at you, but why aren't conservative attorneys and or whoever all over this like white on rice?
Right. Well, let me just give you some examples of how we are on top of it.
Yes.
We are preparing to file a lawsuit in a state, I'll say a Western state, that will directly be challenging a governor's authority. To continue to issue these kinds of lockdown ultimatums regarding churches and synagogues, and that will be in the very near future. We've also gone head-to-head with another state, the state of Washington, when they were shutting down and threatening to arrest those having drive-in services. We got a complete reversal on that. In Nevada right now, we're defending a church's ability to have an outside service, outdoor service, proper spacing, proper health and safety and sanitation measures. We're working in defending that church to be able to finally begin to have some kind of a gathering after 2 months of being ordered not to be able to gather by the state. We're also in the process right now in California of working to get something resolved fairly quickly. If not for an administrative matter, then we're preparing from a legal matter. I've just recently had a wonderful success. Like, this is the first time I've mentioned it publicly. You'll probably see it out in the press releases. But we had several counties in the San Francisco Bay Area, Joe, that were telling pastors and clergy that they could not carry out their job to visit with the sick and the dying.
Wow.
That was not essential. Okay, someone who's dying, their ability to meet with have last rites with a priest or meet with a pastor. No, that's not essential. So you are not allowed. These counties in California said this in the San Francisco Bay Area, no doubt. Well, we sent a demand letter to the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, requesting his immediate action on this. And today he took such action. And in his order, has ordered that all counties allow churches to ministers to clergy to be treated as have their essential functions protected, including what we talked about. So that was a step in the right direction, allowing ministers to minister. We shouldn't even have to do that in the United States of America. This isn't communist China or some of these countries in the Middle East where you have to hide and not be arrested and prosecuted like in Iran. But that's what we're facing. So we're dealing with those as they're coming very aggressively. We're giving counsel to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of churches and just in the last 2 weeks and regarding their right on how they can strategically and legally reopen much sooner than some governors are saying they can reopen.
Brad, it's just nuts. It's just nuts that they're trampling all over our rights. And even my dad, some of the older members of my family, they're Democrats. They don't know what's happened. They don't know what's going on in this country. Look at Look at what's going on with General Flynn. We're losing faith in our law enforcement. We're losing faith in our legal system because look what happened to a man of honor to a big degree, and they were willing to nail him and so many others, KT McFarlane and others under that. I mean, seriously, where do you go from here? What these guys need to do jail time.
Well, the good news is we have a fantastic Attorney General Barr, who is, as I understand it, is working very aggressively behind the scenes, even to possibly go after some of the people who were part of that tribunal trying to link Russia, Trump to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see some prosecuting, criminal prosecutions taking place, and I think we'll see that. I predict. I may be wrong. I predict we'll see it by this time next year, maybe after the election, but we will. I think we will see it, and assuming the Attorney General is still the Attorney General, I think we're going to see some prosecutions. We have to. This Attorney General realizes that if we do not have equal application of the laws, then we are not a nation of laws. We're a nation of a privileged, of deep state, of dictators. That's not what we want in America. And the Attorney General gets that, and there's going to be some heads rolling that are necessary for us to be able to maintain that noble objective of our nation.
Man, I really do hope you're right. There's been people that are waiting years, you know, for something to change, and I do mean years. And I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if this falls by the wayside. You know as well as I do that people are going to be extremely upset, and you may even see more rebellion in the streets, if you would. I mean, look at the two, the Dallas salon owner who reopened. She's got 7 days in jail now for trying to get her people back to work, having masks on and gloves on. You know, they're dealing with chemicals. It's not like they're in an airborne virus factory, and they were cited $7,000. So
Wow. People
are going to rebel. There's going to be a problem here.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I will tell you that if governors who are saying that businesses and everyone can't open until the fall, including churches, I think they're really going to make a big mistake and are going to regret it.
Well, we'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Bucetti, your host. I would love to go one segment without using the word COVID, and I haven't been able to do it. Joe Bucetti, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy, and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. We do want you part of the conversation anyhow. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of the Pacific Justice Institute. These guys are doing a lot of great things around the country. And right now, with everything that's going on, man, you have to have some legal help. You need to make sure you know what's going on around you and what your rights are. And you want to make sure that you support, you know, you're constantly complaining about not having enough money to do this and you can't do that. And how are we supposed to fight back? Well, there's guys like him fighting back all across the country. But if you check out PJI.org, that is the group you want to give to. That's the group you want to be part of because they're out there fighting for your rights. You constantly scream why our kids can't pray at school. Well, actually, they can. But the things that you're screaming about, these are the guys that are out there on the front lines fighting it for you and I. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you.
And I think I had you pass out a few times during the break with all this crazy stuff that's going on. And we, you know, you got a church now in Kansas City that's being asked or forced or have been told that they have to hand over their membership list to the mayor To what end and for what reason?
Yeah, no church can be forced to do this at the whim of a politician's directive, a mayor, a governor, a president. This is very important. You know, the former Soviet Union did this a lot. You'd have the churches register with the state, and then they would have a tally on everyone attending church. China did this too. It was a method of control, intimidation, and to keep out those of faith from having any influence on government, to isolate them, and then eventually, of course, to persecute them. That's people say, well, that couldn't happen in the United States. Well,
right.
We're seeing right now, we're seeing so much atrocity take place, unreasonableness. You know, on one hand, we have governors that get it and understand the basics of civil liberties, have been sensitive to that, and actually have infection rates that are not growing as fast as other states that are actually being more unreasonable and less tolerant and respectful of civil rights. I think that it's easy to get wrapped up in fear initially as a nation that we forget our fundamental civil liberties in a way that is much more harmful and damaging to our posterity than anything that we're dealing with right now that we may find to be a high priority. This obviously this virus is a high priority. We get that, but the outrageous treatment of religious freedom resulting from that on a prolonged period of time, 2 months, is outside the box and clearly unreasonable. And I think the American people are starting to come to that. Are swinging in that direction and understanding the tyranny that we're seeing taking place.
Yeah, well, you know, what's even better here, do you recall when they were doing this whole Prop 8 thing here in California and they were pushing for same-sex marriage and they were saying, look, you religious people, you have nothing to worry about. It'll never be forced on you. Your pastors or priests won't have to do these, perform these weddings or anything like that. And then it kicks in, and what happens? We start with the bakeries. We started with the photographers. And now you had both Hillary Clinton and Tom Kaine, or whatever his name, Tim Kaine, running and saying, look, if you don't step in line, we're going to come after you. We're going to change the laws to be able to come after you. And the same thing with Beto O'Rourke. He was another one. So they lie on a regular basis, but they get away with it. And the judges are allowing them to get away with it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. However, two points, good points. One is we have a major change in our federal judges in particular, and that's where we often rely on the federal courts when it comes to defending our U.S. constitutional rights. So that's a positive moving forward down the road. And then second is the fact that, we at the Pacific Justice Institute are in the process of preparing to legally defend more and more churches and synagogues that decide to step out. We're giving them counsel on a regular basis on what they need to do to have a strong legal defense and as they assert their rights. And we're in the courts right now as I speak, engaging in criminal defense and defending one pastor who's being criminally prosecuted because of his very reasonable and safe actions he took for a religious service. So we're moving on it, and these cases are going to make their way to the Supreme Court. And this Supreme Court, we're confident, will set the record straight for all to hear, including the governor.
All right, so let me put you on the hot seat, though. Are we looking 8190?
Right now, with those on the court, we could be seeing 7-2.
Really?
Right now, with those on the court,
you're an optimist.
At the very least, 5-4. But we've been somewhat pleasantly surprised more than once with two of the justices on the left, Kagan and Breyer. And I think that we're going to this kind of a situation dealing with civil liberties, civil rights. I think this is something that they will recognize as well. But we'll have to see. But I think we've got the votes. We may have some replacements in the not too distant future this year, and we're watching
got another
that
one
closely.
In the hospital today. Right, I know.
Yeah,
and again, I was telling people earlier, we don't wish her ill, as you know, as right. Christians, and you know, we don't wish her ill. I really wish she would get better and or resign, one of the two, because she's not really helping. But look, before we run out of time, I want to hit on the New York issue. You know, you heard Mein Herr, what's his name, de Blasio, come out this week and just lay in to the Jewish community. You know, we're not playing anymore. You already know the time for warnings is over. You know, basically, if you attend a funeral or try to bury your dead again, we'll throw you all in jail. This is just outrageous, is it not? Is there any judge that would hold that up?
Right. In fact, the judge, the federal judge out of Kentucky, cited specifically examples of daily of living necessities, necessities of life, and one, among those necessities of life is the opportunity to be able to gather and worship. Another one was to be able to have a wedding ceremony. Another one is to be able to have funeral services for those who've passed away. These are basic necessities of life, essentials of life, and that judge spelled it out very clearly, and we've actually used that in what we're recommending for governors and state other states across the country to use as their reference point to more quickly than not allow for these essentials of life to recommence in the very near future.
You know, Brad, there's an interesting little thing that I've noticed. I'm actually starting to read through this. I might have to get my attorney's license if I keep this up. But I'm reading through a lot of these cases, and I'm reading through a lot of these rulings that the judges come down with. They very rarely cite the Constitution. They cite other judges. They cite other cases. But very rarely do I see what it just says. The Constitution clearly states in Article so-and-so and such and such. In the case of so-and-so versus so-and-so, or lower courts over here. Do you know what I'm saying to you? It just doesn't seem like the ultimate rule is the Constitution.
Right. And I'll never forget it. Back a few decades ago, that was, back in the 80s or 90s, but a Texas sodomy case, the Supreme Court, to my shock, didn't try to twist the U.S. Constitution. Instead, it cited other countries and the United Nations as their basis for this decision that came down.
Had to be Ruth.
And whether, beg your pardon?
It had to be Ruth, right?
Good word. So, but yeah, that's what we're talking about is our judges who don't remember what they're sworn to do. And it is to uphold and to protect the Constitution of the United States, not to change it and not to go and use some other reference of law and from other countries or the United Nations. Those are the kind of judges, though, that we're seeing Trump appoint, those the judges that do respect the Constitution. Right. And we need to remember that that's a very important aspect of who's in the White House and who's in the U.S. Senate.
Yep.
When it comes to choosing who will be allowing our Constitution to be protected or torn to bits and destroyed.
We got about a minute, and one of the things that somebody brought up in the chat room that I had thought about the other day, which is basically, you know, the city of New York is feeding or giving out 500 meals, I think it's 500 meals, plus for Ramadan. Right, so they're celebrating Ramadan for all intents and purposes, and they're feeding Muslims that are out there. And I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine if this was a Easter dinner or Christmas dinner? Right? I mean,
I know.
Didn't burn the street signs down, right?
Yeah, we definitely did see a double standard at times. One quick point for those people wanting to know how they can open their church or synagogue in the very near future and how to do it legally and safely. We're going to have a conference call. You can go to our website and register for it. It's going to be this Thursday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. They go to pji.org, pji.org, and we have a limit of 1,000 on there. We're going to be helping lots of people across the country get back on their feet.
Okay, whether you're going to get a call or not, people, go to pji.org anyway, okay? It's a place you can give, you can learn what they're doing, and you can help them out. Joe Messina, your host, Jerome Corzine, joins us in the next hour. They're still going after him. We'll be back in a little bit.